Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So today, we're going to talk about leadership insecurities and how to overcome your insecurities with a value-based perspective. Last episode, we talked about fear and the sexual allure of fear and how fear entices you to remain in your comfort zone. We talked about how value relates to fear and how to overcome those fears. So today we're going to focus on insecurities. So what are insecurities? And being insecure at work, being insecure as a leader in your abilities, being insecure in your personal life are real things that happen. We all have insecurities, but it's how we leverage those fears, it's how we overcome those thoughts that come our way. So, as I mentioned in the last episode, insecurities equals unsure about your value. It's that uncertainty. You start creating some anxiety about yourself and your abilities, and you start lacking confidence in yourself and your abilities as a leader. And I have mentioned in the last episode also how we want to protect our value. We want to keep it secure. And so part of those insecurities is that our value is vulnerable and it's open to attack. It's open to being threatened from others, from outside entities. So we want to protect our value, and we're not sure about what others are going to say, what others are going to do, and how we're going to respond to outcomes of our leadership. Insecurities are a connection to the past and future. So let's start with the past. I have mentioned in the last episode how fear is tied into the past and to the future. The same with your insecurities. What happened in the past is affecting your thought process in the now. So maybe you applied for many leadership positions, management positions, any job. And so you applied and you applied and you got turned down multiple times. And so you start feeling insecure about yourself. And are you worthy? Are you good enough? Are the skills that you have, your resume history, is it sufficient? And so then you start feeling that anxiousness within you. You start feeling a lack of confidence in yourself. And then when you go to future interviews for leadership positions or a business prospect, or you're in sales and you're trying to present a sales pitch to somebody and you get turned down and turned down and turned down. And so you're feeling insecure about your value and what you have to offer, and your ability to make that sales pitch, your ability to present yourself in a way that will get you that leadership position, that will get you that next business prospect. And so also, maybe people have told you in previous jobs or in your current job that you're not good enough, you don't know what you're doing, you're lazy, you're weak-minded, you just can't get it right, or that all that they've given you is too much pressure on you and you're never gonna be able to take it to that next level. As a leader, you may have had the people you lead tell you, or you might have heard through the grapevine, that they're talking about you and that, oh, he messed up or she messed up, and they don't know what they're doing. He or she don't know how to be a leader. So then you start doubting yourself, you start feeling insecure, you start wondering, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to lead this team. And so then you're basing a lot of your thought process and fears and information and insecurities based on grapevine rumors that may be true, may not be true. And if they are talking about you, so what? You know the value that you have. They could be just hating on you. They could be trolling. They could be jealous, envious. You don't know the reasons. And if it truly is a legit reason that they're complaining about your leadership, and if it's along the spectrum, maybe that's for a different topic where we need to recognize in ourselves, are we doing to the best of our ability leading others and talking with our superiors, our colleagues, to get that feedback about our leadership? And that's a whole nother subject. But in general, people are going to talk. And so all the things people are saying, your experiences in the past of mistakes and failures, cause you to start doubting yourself, creating these insecurities, creating that uncertainty of your abilities, of your value. You feel that if you take action, you're not secure enough. You don't feel confident enough in yourself that when you take action, when you take those steps forward, that it will be protected. So you're trying to protect your value. And also, this ties into the future, in that you don't want to take action in the future. You're already planning and foreseeing in the future things that have not happened. You're creating scenarios. You're creating a dialogue with your inner self about things and creating false truths that have not happened. And so you're feeding your insecurities and fears, aiding and abetting with that. Fear creeps in and tells you, hey, just stay here in this comfort zone where it's comfortable, where things are in a state of utopia and there's no worries about what people are going to say. There's no worries about failing. There's no worries about making mistakes. And that's that allure that fear has. It entices you. While it scares you, it entices you. It gives you that candy. It gives you that sexual allure. It says, hey, the grass is green here. Stay here. And so, all these insecurities will not help get you to that next level. All your leadership insecurities and your abilities to lead teams, to lead an organization, to lead a school, to lead a startup business, your entrepreneur business, to lead your families, wherever it is, whatever it is that you do as a leader, all those insecurities will keep you in a state of stagnation and isolate you from all the potential that's out there for you waiting, your legacy that's waiting out there. So how do you overcome insecurities? How do you overcome that anxiousness about your abilities? Like the last episode, it's using the value-based perspective. So, let's go through these steps. In case you didn't catch the last episode, There's two parts. The first part is a value, the word value. The second part is a phrase that says, I have value, I matter, and no one can take that away from me. So this is when you start feeling insecure in yourself and not comfortable and feeling that anxiousness in your abilities, in your leadership, in your abilities, in your the abilities that to guide others, to guide your team, to make decisive decisions, to make those hard decisions that need to be made, to have that conversation with that employee about a tough situation, or even you might be uncomfortable in celebrating, in commending others and praising them in the great things that they're doing. Some people are not comfortable doing those things. Maybe they weren't raised that way. Maybe you weren't raised that way. But as a leader, we have to step out of our comfort zone. And it's not about us. It's about the people that we lead. And if we have issues within ourselves, then we need to address those. Let's look at this. So the first thing, when those insecurities come, you will say the word value and then spell it out and then say it again like a spelling bee. Value. V-A-L-U-E. Value. What that does is when you start feeling insecure and saying, I don't know if I can do this. People have talked about me and talked about me. I don't know if I can go and make this sales pitch. People, you know, I haven't had success. And so you feel those insecurities, then tell yourself, wait, value, V-A-L-U-E, value. What that does, it starts the process of stopping those thoughts of insecurity. And it also stops the progression of fear from infiltrating your mind palace. So once you've done that, and you might have to say it a few times, and it takes practice, don't give up if it doesn't work at first. Give it a try for a few weeks. Put it into practice, and then see how it works for you. So this first part is value. The next part is you're going to say, I have value. So that's the first part of this phrase. And what you're telling yourself is you're re-emphasizing that word value and telling yourself, wait a minute, I have value. And you start thinking of, hey, all the things that you've accomplished. And you might not have the time to process everything, but whatever the situation may be, whether it's talking in front of your team, whether it's going for that next job interview for that leadership position, whether it's talking to your boss about a leadership project you want to be involved in, talking to that employee about a difficult conversation. Think of a moment that you were successful in that. Or when you say, I have value, think of the outcome that you want and say, hey, I have that value that I can bring to this situation. Or I know I have value. I've done it before. Yeah, I might have messed up all these times, but I did it that one time and I can do it again. And your mind will process this rather quickly. So you tell yourself, I have value. And then next you say, I matter. You matter. No one can tell you otherwise. Your value matters. And by saying I matter, you're building up your confidence. In that moment, you're building up your that positivity within you. And yeah, it might take some practice if you've been negative. and down on yourself for some time, but put it into practice. Write it down if you have to. Journal it out if you have to. And then so after you say, I have value, I matter, and then you say, and no one can take that away from me. What you're saying there is that, hey, I own my value. Not you, not them, not they, not he, she, no one can take what I have, what I've accomplished, what I've earned away from me. They can talk about me, they could ridicule me, they could laugh at me, they could criticize me, but I know what I have. I know what I bring to the table. I know what I bring to this team, to this organization. I know what I bring to my business partner. I know what I bring to my entrepreneurship. I know what I bring to the sales team, to the marketing team. I know what I bring to the school, to the wherever it may be. You know the value that you bring. So you'll say, I have value, I matter, and no one can take that away from me. And what this does is this will help get rid of that insecurity, minimize it, if not eliminate it. And you'll feel more secure in yourself. And it'll help reduce that anxiety because you know the value that you have. So this is a brief introduction on, well, not so much a brief introduction, but this is a brief presentation on insecurities and how to overcome your insecurities using a value-based perspective. So check out the last video on the sexual allure fear, how to break the shackles of your leadership fear, and then marry that with this video or podcast and see how it works for you. Remember, the value that you have so that you create that security for yourself as you go forward, knowing that you don't have to be concerned about the outside world, regardless of what they do or say. So, thank you for listening or watching this episode. Subscribe to my channel. Leave a comment down below. Follow all my social media avenues of communication. Like or dislike this channel, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. Take care.